If an American mails a letter to, say, England, international treaties allow you to put an American stamp on it, and you know it will be delivered to the intended destination. Same thing for an English citizen or a Canadian or anyone else sending something to the U.S. They put their country's stamp on the package, and it gets delivered to where it's supposed to go. In October, the U.S. began to withdraw from what's known as the Universal Postal Union because it felt China and other countries were getting sweetheart deals on their postal rates. This week, a body that oversees issues like this will decide whether the U.S. withdrawal from the Postal Union will continue. County Auditor Vicki Dalton says that has led to some uncertainty about the ballots sent last week to Americans overseas.
We are unsure how our voters can return their ballots to us for this general election. So it will be country by country as to if it will work with that postage from that country coming into the U.S. or not.
Dalton hopes to learn by the end of the week how this negotiation will turn out and how that will affect those ballots that come from overseas. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.